Last week, we looked at taking LibreOffice Writer and the LibreOffice Suite, which is a free alternative to Microsoft Office. We looked at taking it and making it look and feel much more like its commercial counterpart, Microsoft Office.
Right.
So we've got a lot of great feedback from that. We'll start off with Marshman's comment.
Okay. Marshman says, I am running Debian Stretch with LibreOffice 6.1, so get the MS look to LibreOffice the last step is slightly different. Instead of going to the toolbar layout, which does not exist, select user interface and then tabbed. This would get you an Office 2013 look.
Very good. Okay, so you guys hear that? So if you're on version 6.1 of LibreOffice, well, the tutorial is going to be just a little bit different, as Marshman is saying there. You're not going to find that same toolbar that we saw in version 6.0 point whatever it was. You're going to click on user interface and then tabbed.
And then, exactly.
That's going tabbed. To get you there. So thank you to Marshman for sending that in. Arcade. I love these kinds of names, like R.K.A.D.E. Arcade says about that same video, with most monitors being widescreen, 16 over 9, some being even wider at 21.9, I much prefer LibreOffice's sidebar, the default kind of setup, to the huge amount of vertical real estate that Microsoft Office's ribbon takes up. I think we mean horizontal, like that horizontal bar up at the top. Arcade says, in addition, I like that better than the sidebar better than the top ribbon.
And that makes sense to me, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's kind of one of the great things about being able to customize LibreOffice.
Yeah.
Trying to get the thoughts together here, folks. But I can switch it to look like Microsoft Office with the tabbed bar if I want to, but I might say, you know what, that's the one feature I don't like about Microsoft Office, right? So I can keep with the sidebar, which on a widescreen monitor, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. We encountered this tonight with your laptop. You've got the 16 over 9 display, and you brought up Discord, and what happened?
I had a little pop-up that showed up, and I couldn't escape it.
Can't reach the X because the X was actually outside
was
of the
like
frame
here.
Of the monitor, which is kind of
right there.
That's bad UX, Discord. So
with this sort of situation that Arcade is saying, like if you have the side tabs in a case like my laptop, that
or
makes
even
more
just
sense.
The little bar at the top.
Yeah, you don't have to do all of the things. I mean, you're obviously in LibreOffice because you know that it's A, free, and B, a little bit better. But
is it all right? Yeah. I didn't say it.
So you don't need to do all of the things that make it like Windows or like Microsoft Office.
Pointed out three or four ways that you can tweak it, but you don't have to take all of them.
Exactly.
Now, the other approach that I take, and just so you're aware, Arcade, you mentioned the monitor being 16 over 9. Now, our laptops, it's obviously not practical to do this, but on my desktop computer, my 16 over 9 monitor is actually turned vertical. So I have a very tall monitor, and it's narrow. And to me, it better represents the shape of a sheet of basically legal paper, legal-sized paper. So if you take this piece of paper, that's basically 4 over 3. So if you take a 4 over 3 monitor and you turn it sideways, now you've got this nice piece of paper kind of looking shape on your desk. So
doesn't work for a laptop, but completely works for desktop.
I absolutely love it. So when I'm coding, I've got a vertical display in front of me, and it's like a piece of paper in front of me as far as the form factor goes. And you wouldn't believe how many people, when they see that, they're like, what a cool monitor. And I'm like, it's just a normal monitor. I just turn it on its side.
Right.
And again, it comes down to, why don't we take that approach of customizing it for our own use, be it the software or the hardware? What's to stop you from turning your monitor on its side? And if your monitor doesn't turn on its side by default, buy a different stand for it. They all have those four screw holes on the back. You can buy what's called a VESA stand and make it so that it stands vertical.
Yeah, actually, at my work, some of us have our monitors turned sideways and some don't.
Y'all have computer screens that are like this big, though.
I know, my computer screen,
I can
actually step into it. Like, it's so big.
That's amazing. So do they turn those vertical?
Some of us do, not all of us.
Oh, they pivot.
Yes, they pivot.
Oh, so can you imagine like a 55-inch TV, basically?
Well, that's the thing. Dave and I use our TV, right, as our computer monitors.
Oh, at home. Okay.
At home, right?
Well, yours is like 65 inches, though.
I know, so it's
that would
ridiculous.
It would touch the roof. Can you imagine? That would be cool, although you couldn't watch movies on it at that point. It would be kind of weird. You'd have big black bars.
Yeah, yeah.
But for computing...
It would work for computing.
It'd be nuts. Life-sized shooter games.